It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
The three elected county commissioners. And this is fun, getting back in saddle one more time. And on this program, we meet people who work for the county, work with the county, have interesting things going on in the community that we want to share in the spotlight. And I am pleased to welcome to the microphone this morning Jane Romero, who is the Health and Human Services Director for the county. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Commissioner Hall, Chair Hall.
Thank you. And I think I can still call you a newbie because you're in the eighth month on the job, and usually I'm fine with people playing the newbie card for a year. After that, then you immediately jump into the old-timer seasoned group. So we want, in this next 25 minutes or so, to learn more about your work and the really broad scope that Lincoln County Health and Human Services is involved in, and also get to know you personally just a little bit. So I know that you have had a wide background in this realm and in several different places. So would you mind just kind of sharing overview highlights of your career prior to coming to join us?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. So from an educational perspective, I have one master's degree in one of the rehab sciences from the University of Kentucky, and a second in health policy and administration from the University of North Carolina. And so my education kind of lines up with my work history. I started out, though, in direct services. I literally started out providing rehab therapy in a state psychiatric hospital in Lexington, Kentucky, moved into a supervisory role in another hospital, John Umstead Hospital. From there, moved into community mental health and the world of psychosocial rehabilitation. But I pretty quickly moved into an administrative role. And I would say I have over 35 years in an executive management, executive leadership capacity. I have directed two nonprofit organizations, one St. Martin's Hospitality Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico, dedicated to providing a wide range of services to adults with facing homelessness, another medical rehabilitation organization, also a nonprofit. But really the vast majority of my work history has always been in county government, and it's where I like to work. I like to work at a systems level. Prior to moving to Oregon, I spent 20 years in Venango County, Pennsylvania. It is a county with demographics a bit similar to this county in terms of size and some other demographics. In that particular county, I started out as the child welfare administrator. I moved into the mental health developmental services, early intervention administrator, and from there became the human services director over the whole system, which were the two of those two categories. We called them categoricals, but also older adult services, the substance use disorder system, the community services kinds of services, like the community services block grant, weatherization, but also randomly transportation, mm-hmm. and you know, basically a wide variety of things. And I love that work. But you know, my husband and I were not from Western Pennsylvania, and we just really couldn't see it as our happily ever after home. And my husband is from the Western states, and so we did the research. We just decided that we really wanted to relocate back to the West, settled on Oregon. It's a beautiful state. We think of it as a destination state, mm-hmm. right? There's so much to do, so much beauty to see, and we're kind of outdoorsy people. So we landed in the Valley for a year. My husband worked in Corvallis, and I worked in a nonprofit in Eugene, shelter care. But we were always in Lincoln County. We were just always here every weekend, on the shores, on the cliffs, in the hotels. we just decided that we needed to be true to ourselves and live where we love to be. So we moved to Lincoln County, and so I was pretty happy to find a job that opened up that kind of paralleled my education and my work skills and experience. And as you know, I applied for this position, I think, last May, and was fortunate to be selected by the commissioners. I started that job in June.
Well, I consider us very lucky to have you on board. When I talk to people who are trying to get their minds wrapped around, the scope of county government and county services, I will often bring up the fact that our all funds yearly budget is roughly $110 million between full-time and part-time employees, about 500 people on the payroll during any calendar year. And of all those departments and programs, Health and Human Services employs more people than any other department, and yet your share of the local general fund tax money is very small, that most of it is coming from federal grants, state grants, or reimbursement for services, correct?
That is correct. In fact, I believe the county share, the actual cash share, if you will, of general funds into Health and Human Services is just around $600,000. And we use that as a match for our targeted case management services in our maternal and child health programs. However, I will also say that the county provides us with a lot of, I think we would call it indirect support, just in terms of the support we receive from the support departments like finance and human resources and information technology. And of course, your office.
Oh, yes. So what is your total budget bottom line in all those divisions you have?
It's about $25 million.
That is a significant operation, and we'll learn more right after we take this break. You're listening to County Connection on KNPT, KBCH, KWDP. Welcome back.